I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday.
Hello and welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Lisa.
And wow, it's a really special time right now. We have a lot of lessons about Chinese New Year.
That's right. And I'm guessing you guys are all looking forward to going home, or well, maybe not.
Yes. So today we have a lesson about the travel rush. You may be going home and you may, like Lisa said, you may be looking forward to that, or maybe you're not looking forward to the travel rush. Anyway, we found an article from the BBC.
Okay, so for all of you, you may be used to this kind of travel rush, but this article is an article from a foreigner's perspective.
Right.
And yes, for us, this is very different and kind of unusual, and it's hard for us to imagine the mayhem that goes on.
Oh, yes. So why don't we listen to the monologue?
What happens when all of China goes on vacation at the same time? In terms of numbers, in almost every category, the period known as Chunyun, or the Chinese New Year travel rush, is the largest human migration event on Earth. Railway tickets are purchased online at a rate of more than 1,000 per second. You may expect the country's transportation system to teeter on the brink of crashing, but China's infrastructure is remarkably sound. It has the world's longest high-speed rail network and motorway network, and services are rather efficiently run. As the makeup of China's society has evolved, more and more people are making trips over Chinese New Year to visit their families. This includes migrant workers and white-collar workers seeking employment in big cities and students studying in universities. Many of China's new middle class will opt to drive in personal vehicles. Traffic mayhem is now a regular feature of the holiday period. Many others, however, will choose to escape the frenzy altogether and take a vacation overseas, increasingly an option for China's newly minted nouveau riche.
Okay, so what happens when all of China goes on vacation at the same time?
Well, in terms of numbers in almost every category, this period, or this Chinese New Year travel rush, is the largest human migration event on Earth.
Right, so here they mentioned in terms of numbers in almost every category.
Right, so you've probably seen this word before. It's like it just means type or a group of things that have similar qualities.
So you'll frequently see this word when we're talking about statistics. And hey, the Oscars are coming up as well, so they've got a lot of different categories.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And it doesn't matter how you measure it, this travel rush in China is the largest human migration event on Earth. So migration. First of all, what is migration?
So migration is a noun, and it comes from the verb migrate, which means to move from one area to another.
Mm-hmm. And often it's like large numbers of people or animals, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So here we're talking about a lot of people moving from one end to another.
Right, and that is this travel rush.
So as you probably can imagine from the sound, the travel rush is a big group of people traveling during the holidays, mm-hmm. or actually at any time.
Right, yeah, like for example, rush hour. We all know rush hour.
So if there's going to be a big travel rush, you might want to get there before everyone else to beat the travel rush.
Yeah, to beat the rush. You got to arrive first, right?
Exactly.
So this is a lot of people. More than 1,000 per second are booking tickets. And you might expect that the country's transportation system, you know, to teeter on the brink of crashing.
Yeah, so the word teeter here, it actually means to fall. And you could imagine teetering on the brink of something, like falling off a cliff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. When I think of teeter, I think of like maybe a fashion model on high heels and she's maybe wobbling, maybe going to fall over.
Yeah, so she's definitely teetering there.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So in other words, you may expect the country's transportation system to almost fail or almost crash.
Mm-hmm, right. It might, but maybe it doesn't. In fact, China's infrastructure is remarkably sound.
Yeah, so the infrastructure here refers to the roads and the structure of the city.
Right, exactly. It's kind of like the basic systems and services that kind of connect a country.
Yeah, and you might have heard about how the United States is always complaining about their poor infrastructure.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, a lot of the roads, the transportation, even the, like, electricity sometimes is not the greatest quality.
Yeah, so it can be a little bit confusing when you're driving around over there.
For sure, yeah. And what about this remarkably sound? The noises?
No, actually, remarkably is kind of like amazingly or surprisingly.
Yeah,
and
for
sound
sure.
Here, well, sound just means kind of good or sturdy.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so it's not talking about music or noise or something that you listen to. I think of this as like solid. It's not going to change or be broken.
Yeah, so you could say that, well, I know my child's jumping on this bed, but it is a remarkably sound bed.
Yeah, sure. It has a sound foundation. You can give somebody sound advice.
Yeah, or you could be safe and sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like when you travel a long ways and your mother's worried about you, you know, arriving safely. Oh, don't worry, Mom, I'm safe and sound.
Yeah, so we always hear over here in North America that China's infrastructure is remarkably sound.
Right, exactly. And that infrastructure is so important to this evolving, this changing makeup of Chinese society.
Yeah, so makeup here, be careful. This is not the kind of makeup that you put on your face.
No, not at all. This is kind of like structure or made up of.
Makeup is the noun here of made up of. So China is made up of many, many people.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So where do we see this word makeup used? Can we use it for like our food or our meal?
No, actually. So we mainly see this when we talk about groups or kind of societies or communities. So for example, the makeup of this university is, let's say, 60% Chinese.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And this makeup of China has evolved. So this is a great word. I love this word.
So evolve, just like it sounds, it means to change over time or develop.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and we first got this word from one of my favorite guys, Charles Darwin.
Yes, so we all know that Darwin is famous for his theory of evolution.
Yeah, evolution. And the key thing here is that evolving means to, like you said, change over time. It's very slow, but it's changing in order to suit the environment, to become better suited to all of the things around it.
Exactly. So evolving can be used to talk about adaptation.
Oh, yeah, nice word. And this evolution, the noun form of evolve, in China includes a big number of people.
Yeah, and so we're talking about those migrant workers and white-collar workers seeking employment in big cities.
Yes, so migrant workers. How about this word?
Okay, so we saw migration earlier, and migrant comes from the same kind of base. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine that migrant workers are workers that are moving from one area of the country, particularly the countryside, to the city.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, because they have to work, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And just a quick note here, this is different from immigrate or immigrant.
Exactly. So don't confuse this with the immigrant workers who actually moved to another country for work.
Right. So if you add the im on the beginning, it means different country.
So in the United States, they have a lot of immigrant workers who come from areas like Mexico to come work in the United States. But in China, they have a lot of migrant workers from the countryside areas.
Mm-hmm, right. And what are they doing in those big cities?
They're seeking employment.
Right. So seeking here, this is a fancy, formal way to say look for.
So if you'd like, you can try to use it in your interview perhaps your resume.
Right. Yeah. And what key thing here, I just said look for. We always have to say for. But in this case, when we say seek, we don't say for. So we don't say seek for.
No. So be sure to just say seeking employment or seeking a job.
Exactly.
And so normally we call the people who are seeking jobs, job seekers.
Right, job seekers. And a lot of them end up getting a job and they become part of China's new middle class. And because of that, they often opt to drive in personal vehicles.
Yes, so the word opt to here comes from the word option.
Yeah, option, yeah. And it just means to prefer or to choose, right?
Exactly. So I could opt to take the bus or I could opt to take my car.
Mm-hmm. And it's a little more formal than just saying choose, right?
Exactly. So this is another word that can go in your interview or your resume.
For sure. Yeah. And what are these middle class people opting to do?
they're opting to drive in personal vehicles.
Mm-hmm. So this is just like their own vehicles. They bought it, they own it. So it's like one person driving a big four-door car.
But be careful here. The pronunciation is vehicles, not vehicles, but vehicles.
Right. The H is silent. You just have to sort of smooth out that sound, vehicles.
So this is also a formal word, but since this is a BBC article, you're going to see a lot more formal words like vehicle here.
Right. I would just say car, but vehicle. So as a result of all these vehicles, all these cars on the road, you get this traffic mayhem.
Yes, traffic mayhem or traffic craziness.
Craziness, yeah. There's no order. There's no control. It's kind of like the way a mother or father might feel when they're raising a few kids.
So the children are always causing mayhem.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, a bigger situation if there's a disaster, a natural disaster like an earthquake, you'd get mayhem.
Yeah, you could also use this for the office.
Oh,
yeah,
so
you might
sure.
come in and say, the office was mayhem this morning.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And this mayhem is now a regular feature of the holiday period.
So feature here, you can just think of like a characteristic of the holiday period.
Yeah, exactly. Like I always think of phones. I don't know why. I just like smartphones. Who doesn't? The new iPhone X, one of its big features is that you can unlock it with your face. It has this facial recognition software.
That's kind of a nice and fancy feature.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Yeah. I've never used it, but I hear it's nice.
All right. So, however, if you're not looking forward to going home, you might choose to escape the frenzy altogether and take a vacation overseas.
Oh, now, honestly, that sounds nice to me because I don't like frenzy. What about this word frenzy?
Yeah. So frenzy is also kind of similar to mayhem.
Yeah.
It's like kind of a craziness.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it often suggests when like a lot of people are trying to get the same thing.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And I think of it like it's about the behavior of people, just uncontrolled. And we often see this like shopping frenzy, right?
Yeah, especially around Black Friday or Boxing Day over here.
Mm-hmm. Or when there's a big scandal in Hollywood, there's a media frenzy.
Exactly.
And traveling overseas is, you know, it's expensive, especially around Chinese New Year. And that's why it's only really an option for China's minted nouveau riche.
Yes, we have two words here that are both related to money. So minted, this is kind of related to just making money. So newly minted suggests that they just recently made a lot of money.
Right, exactly. This is not the candy mint. A mint is a factory that makes coins or money. And we often use this just as a set expression, a chunk, this newly minted.
Yeah, and we can also apply it to the nouveau riche. So this word, you might have noticed that the pronunciation is a little bit strange.
Yeah.
Why is that?
That's because it's French. We use a lot of French words in English.
Yeah, so nouveau means new, and riche, you can imagine, means rich.
Yeah, French is pretty similar.
So the nouveau riche, these are people who recently came into a lot of money, so they are the new rising middle class or upper class.
Mm-hmm, right, and I think a key thing here is that they didn't get the money from their parents, right?
No, they made it all with their own hands and effort.
Good, yeah. Okay, well, why don't we listen to that one more time?
Sounds good.
What happens when all of China goes on vacation at the same time? In terms of numbers in almost every category, the period known as Chunyun, or the Chinese New Year travel rush, is the largest human migration event on Earth. Railway tickets are purchased online at a rate of more than 1,000 per second. You may expect the country's transportation system to teeter on the brink of crashing, but China's infrastructure is remarkably sound. It has the world's longest high-speed rail network and motorway network, and services are rather efficiently run. As the makeup of China's society has evolved, more and more people are making trips over Chinese New Year to visit their families. This includes migrant workers and white-collar workers seeking employment in big cities and students studying in universities. Many of China's new middle class will opt to drive in personal vehicles. Traffic mayhem is now a regular feature of the holiday period. Many others, however, will choose to escape the frenzy altogether and take a vacation overseas, increasingly an option for China's newly minted nouveau riche.
Okay, guys, so we just listened to that again. Now I'm hoping that you guys are all looking forward to going home over the Chinese New Year.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe some of you are already on your way, and we're wondering, how was the frenzy? Did you beat the rush?
Yeah, or are you opting to go overseas? Let us know your story.
Yeah, and we know despite all the mayhem and the frenzy, it's all worth it once you finally reach your destination and you get to see your loved ones, your family. So we wish you all a wonderful Chinese New Year and look forward to seeing you guys next time.
Yep, see you then. What am I supposed to do when the club lights come on? It's easy to be puffed, but it's harder to be shown. What if my twins ask me why I ain't married?